And we reached out to the Treasury Department asking for comment and have yet to hear back from them.
As more businesses start to reopen and people go back to work, some companies are looking for advice on how to keep employees safe from the coronavirus. So far, the federal government has offered only limited guidance. It's encouraging workers to stay 6 feet away from each other, for example, and to wear cloth face masks. Some businesses and worker advocates say the guidelines do not go far enough. They are warning that could jeopardize efforts to restart the economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce sent a letter this week to President Trump and state and local leaders around the country asking that any workplace safety measures meet two tests. First, those measures should be consistent so businesses don't have to deal with a patchwork of different rules. What's more, they shouldn't be rules at all, just suggestions. Chamber Vice President Neil Bradley argues business people know better than bureaucrats how to make their workplaces safe.
Businesses want to do this right. They absolutely want to figure out how they can bring their employees back safely, but a regulatory approach that is more rules-based and less flexible just won't allow them to do that.
Bradley says essential businesses like grocery stores that have stayed open during the pandemic have already shown they can figure out how to operate safely. But some of those essential businesses complain they shouldn't have to figure it out on their own. Jeff Freeman, who heads an association of grocery manufacturers, says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention offered his members little guidance about protective gear, for example, or what to do when an employee tests positive for COVID-19.
In the absence of that, industry has stepped up. Industry has provided that direction. But it remains disappointing to us that we're not seeing that same level of clarity and direction across the board from government.
The CDC has offered general guidelines for employers about social distancing, for example, but the Trump administration, which is typically allergic to regulation, has resisted making them a requirement. Virginia Congressman Bobby Scott, who chairs the House Committee on Education and Labor, says OSHA, the government's workplace safety agency, should insist that companies follow what CDC says.
You don't need politicians guessing as to what they need or businesses themselves guessing. You need the expertise of OSHA to tell them what to do to protect the workers, and that's not taking place.
Last weekend, the CDC and OSHA did issue more detailed guidelines for meatpacking plants, which typically employ hundreds of workers in close quarters and which have proven to be a breeding ground for coronavirus infections. The guidelines echoed advice the CDC gave the Smithfield Company after touring a hog processing plant in South Dakota, where hundreds of workers tested positive. The government recommended the company space workers out, install more portable bathrooms, and take steps to ensure employees aren't discouraged from calling in sick. The CDC stressed, however, those moves are discretionary, with no regulatory hammer to back them up. Deborah Berkowitz, who's with the National Employment Law Project, says workers deserve more protection.
I was at OSHA for 6 years. Some companies do it right, but many companies need to know that if they don't do something right, there may be a penalty or there may be a citation, and that is sort of the incentive that they need.
It's not just about protecting workers, Berkowitz says. It's also about protecting the public. More than a dozen meatpacking plants were shut down after coronavirus outbreaks. But this week, under pressure from the packing companies, the president ordered plants to stay open to avoid disrupting the nation's food supply. Kim Cordova, who represents workers at a Colorado meatpacking plant where 6 people died, says the workers feel powerless.
They're putting in laws to protect the employer. They're not enacting laws to protect the worker. These workers only signed up to process meat. They didn't sign up to lose their life over this job.
As businesses of all kinds begin to explore reopening, both employers and the government will be under pressure to rebuild confidence they can do so safely. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.